Let's get on to the poets in the studio. Mr. G is here. And you know, he's a veteran anyway. I'm going to call him Mr. Cheeky G after he said that thing about my singing.
Because of your comment about your singing voice.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got to have some jokes. Yeah. So Mr. G, do you want to go first? You're the veteran.
Okay then, right. This poem, I guess, is about the relationship which we have with ourselves, and it's called Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
The spotlight forms shadows. The widest of choices can seem narrow. There's too many strings in this archer's bow that can lead to directionless arrows. The turn of a tarot card scars the path that fate was dealt, that even the most beautiful amongst us all can still cast the mask to hate ourselves. We denigrate ourselves. We never embrace ourselves. We cook the food, serve the plate to reshape ourselves. So we wish to change ourselves. Secretly, escape ourselves. We're almost ashamed of the way that God chose to make ourselves. So I want my nose a little thinner, my figure a little fitter, my lips not too large or too small, my height about 3 inches bigger. Go figure. It's the darker skin that wants to be light, and lighter skin prays all day to catch more sunlight, or sprays on more tone to the bone that makes everything all right. Big wants to be slim, and slim wants curves to bring out the fuller shape that would have made all the difference within. I'm fighting a bald patch. It's a losing battle, and that's a fact. So either I invest in an ocean of useless potions, or I try combing over at the back. You do the math. That's why I wear a hat. We can spend our whole lives wearing over what we cosmetically lack. Blacks wanting to be white, whites wanting to be black. The grass will always seem greener. Other people's lives will always seem easier. Magazines will always airbrush pictures, providing us with the essential milk of amnesia. I came to bury Caesar, but I found that he buried me. I was killed off by an implicit Molotov of skin-deep ideals. You see, they don't ever want you to be free, in control of your own destiny. There's too many products of stuff that rely on the unhappiness you feel. So you're never gorgeous enough, desirable enough, admirable enough, content enough, proud of who you are in a world that's ever marred by all this resentful stuff. It's a fundamental bluff. But it's hard to rise above this beast whose burden that we all bear. I hope that one day we could look deep within ourselves and see that the beauty was always there.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah. Wow! That was good. That was good.
Oh, I like that.
Although I thought that because we've got the Queen of Lovers Rock with us, that you would have gone for the romantic side of Mr. G. But you know,
No, man. I'm leaving the romance to my man. Yeah, I'm hitting the cerebrals.
Yeah, he hit the cerebrals. Hit everyone's cerebrals. Did he hit your cerebrals as well, Carol?
Yeah, I thought that was wonderful. I think there's so much truth in that. And I like the rhyme. I like your rhythm, and you're very clear. I can hear every single word, and yeah, I like it. And I like your tone as well, in which you spit your poetry. Very good. I loved it.
I think.